Lee Farah Keasley, Associate Professor of International Studies at The Women's University in Seoul, said the arms deal had its roots in the administration of former President Moon Jae-in, who sought large foreign contracts to boost South Korea's defense industries. Moon's successor, President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office in May, also wants to push such exports, Easley said. But the war in Ukraine increases the geopolitical stakes for Seoul, Easley said. The profitable arms deal with Poland, a NATO member, means South Korea will be expected to share the burden for defense of the international order, Easley said. Washington and NATO will expect Seoul to increase assistance to Ukraine and maintain sanctions against Russia, even if doing so comes at some cost to the South Korean economy, Easley said. Since joining NATO in 1999, Poland has become a key member of the 30-member alliance, and has been purchasing U.S.-made military equipment, including Abrams main battle tanks and F-35 stealth fighter jets. Poland has also become a big backer of the government in Kyiv following Russia's invasion, making deals to send more than 200 tanks and self-propelled howitzers to Ukraine.